KRAZ-255B, a brutal all-wheel drive truck with a classic hooded layout. In the Soviet Army's vehicle fleet, it became a true workhorse that tamed the off-road. It wasn't afraid of snowy fields, muddy dirt roads, steep climbs, or deep fords. KRAZ was a true titan, providing reliable logistics even in the toughest conditions. It transported personnel, carried ammunition and various cargo, and towed heavy artillery systems. KRAZ tractor units hauled armored vehicles and heavy equipment. Excavators, tankers, cranes, and pontoon bridge equipment were mounted on the chassis of these Kremenchuk all-terrain vehicles. Stay with us, and you'll find out the secret behind the endurance of this rugged classic all-terrain vehicle that never compromised, why it was called the Maneater, and which part of this truck's design helped drivers survive when they got stuck in the middle of winter somewhere in remote areas. The production of the all-wheel drive truck KRAZ-255B began in 1967 at the Kremenchuk Automobile Plant. This was the second generation of the AZ-214 all-terrain vehicle, which was developed by the Yaroslavl Automobile Plant in 1951 and was mass-produced in Yaroslavl from 1956 to 1959. Subsequently, due to the reorganization of the Yaroslavl plant to focus on engine production, manufacturing was transferred to the Kremenchuk Automobile Plant, where the truck received a new name, the KRAZ-214. In the context of the expansion and modernization of the Soviet Army in the late 1950s, when many new artillery systems, armored vehicles, and mortars were being adopted, these 7-ton Kremenchuk trucks became a significant element, providing reliable logistics. It was in 1967 that the new second-generation model, the KRAZ-255B, replaced the KRAZ-214. The second generation of the KRAZ all-terrain vehicle featured full six-wheel drive, a three-seat bonnet-type cab, which, like the dump truck cabs, was built with a wooden frame covered with metal sheets. As for the wooden cab, there was a legend among drivers and car enthusiasts that KRAZ trucks were made with wooden cabs so that if drivers got stuck somewhere in the snows of the far north or Siberia, they could make a fire from the cab to keep warm until the rescue team arrived. But that's just a humorous tale. The reality was much more down-to-earth. Wooden cabs were much simpler and cheaper to produce, and they didn't require additional production lines with complex and expensive stamping equipment. A metal flatbed platform with a load capacity of 7.5 tons was installed behind the cab. The curb weight of the truck is 11 tons 950 kilograms. The truck's suspension is leaf spring with shock absorbers on the front axle and a leaf spring balancer system on the rear. The braking system is drum type with pneumatic drive. The transfer case is mechanical, two-stage, with a lockable interaxle differential. All three axles are driven and standardized with main components. Each axle has a two-stage reducer and fully unloaded half-shafts. The front axle has constant velocity joints to transmit torque to the drive wheels while turning. The exterior design and layout of the KRAZ-255B were identical to the first-generation trucks, the KRAZ-214. The main difference between the two vehicles was hidden under the hood. The KRAZ-255 truck was equipped with a new, more efficient V8 diesel engine, which replaced the two-stroke inline six-cylinder diesels that were installed in first-generation KRAZ trucks. The new UMZ-238 engine was manufactured at the Yaroslavl Motor Plant and had a displacement of 14.8 liters and a power output of 240 horsepower. Thanks to the new diesel engine, fuel efficiency improved from 120 to 70 liters per 100 kilometers. The new engine, together with the 5-speed gearbox, also gave the new KRAZ good dynamics. The maximum speed of the new KRAZ-255 model increased to 70 km per hour. Two tanks of 165 liters each gave the truck a range of about 600 to 700 km. But speed was not the main virtue of the all-wheel drive KRAZ. Its real strength was its off-road capabilities. This simple, rugged, and reliable truck could drive through terrain where any other similar vehicles would simply get stuck. The KRAZ-255B could ford water up to 1 meter deep and, in low gear, climbed slopes with a 30-degree incline. The KRAZ owed its exceptional off-road capability to special technical features, high ground clearance, the ability to lock the interaxle differential, a well-chosen transmission gear ratio, and new wide-profile 6-3 tires with a pronounced tread pattern, which were equipped with a centralized air pressure control system operated directly from the driver's seat. For example, When driving through deep snow or loose sand, the driver could lower the tire pressure in just a few minutes. When the pressure was reduced, the tire's contact area with the surface increased by 70%, which significantly improved off-road capability. But if you were already stuck, you could get yourself out of trouble with the help of a winch, which was installed under the body platform and driven by a drive shaft connected to the power takeoff. The winch also helped pull out other vehicles and perform loading operations when it was necessary to haul some bulky cargo onto the body platform. As for driver comfort, the only thing in the cab was a spring-loaded seat that softened the bumps in the road. The truck's instrument panel is simple, with various gauge indicators scattered across it. The largest of them is the gauge that shows the air pressure in the tires. The KRZ-255 was produced with flatbed platforms and also as a regular chassis, onto which various specialized equipment was installed: truck cranes, excavators, drilling rigs, concrete mixers, and many other types of machinery. Since 1969, the modernized KRZ-255B was produced, featuring a redesigned front lighting system. The headlights and turn signals were installed in rectangular metal housings. In 1975, the KRZ-255B was awarded the USSR State Quality Mark. Since 1979, the modernized version KRZ-255B1 was produced, which featured a split brake drive and other minor design changes. As a result of regular improvements to the design, the service life of KRAZ trucks before the first major overhaul kept increasing. If in the early years of production it was only 80,000 kilometers, by 1982 this figure had increased to 140,000. The all-wheel drive KRAZ was also produced as a tractor unit. The KRAZ-255V modification was designed for towing semi-trailers with a total weight of 18 tons on all types of roads, and 26 tons on paved roads. In Kremenchuk, a modification of the KRAZ-255D tractor unit was also produced, which was used to work with the active MMZ-881 semi-trailer. In the national economy, the KRAZ-255B was used as a tractor in motor pools, at airfields, and in the oil and gas industry. For operation in the extreme northern conditions, specialized modifications of the KRAZ-255BS were created in Kremenchuk, which were equipped with additional heaters and improved cab thermal insulation. Based on the KRAZ-255, a specialized timber truck, the KRAZ-255L, was created, which operated in tandem with the TMZ-800 and 3K-pulled trailer. The all-wheel drive KRAZ-255 is, first and foremost, a military truck that served in the armed forces of the USSR, and since the early 90s, has been in service with the armed forces of Ukraine. In the Army, the truck was used to transport various military cargo, ammunition, to move personnel, and to haul heavy armored vehicles. Various equipment was mounted on the chassis of Army KRAZ trucks, tank trucks, E305BV excavators, and the EOV-4421 hydraulic excavator. In the engineering troops, the KRAZ-255 became the main truck for transporting pontoon bridge parks and heavy mechanized TMM-3 bridges. And this perfectly demonstrates the excellent off-road capabilities of the Kremenchuk trucks, which were able to transport heavy pontoon sections, overcoming challenging riverbanks and shorelines with difficult terrain and surfaces during the construction of pontoon bridges. KRAZ-255 trucks took part in many military conflicts and peacekeeping.